So, welcome everybody. This is our Love Your Words, Love Your Life community call. This is our first call in the series that we call our Letting Go series. And I am so, so excited to be here with you today. We're going to, I love the series. I think it's one of the most important things we could do in the midst of COVID-19 and coming out the other side of that. And as entrepreneurs, if we don't know how to let go, we can't move forward in anything. So we're going to start today, as we do many, many of our calls. We're going to begin in Shavasana. Shavasana is a deep letting go of all the stuff we need to do, letting go of the doing in favor of being, simply letting go of each breath as we simply be. So for this first part, you can do a seated meditation if you're not in a place where you can lie down. If you are able to lie down, then I encourage you to do so. And for this part, a camera off is fine. Most of the time, I encourage you every other time pretty well to have camera on. But here, just take this private time for yourself. One of my dear friends call this as Zoom privacy, so that you can just deeply go inward. And it's just you and the breath and the floor beneath you and nothing else, no past, no future, no obligations, no thinking, just being with the breath. So if you're able to, finding a place where you can lie down, if you're able to be in a place where you will be undisturbed, so close the door, let other people know that you want to be undisturbed. And again, camera off for this part, camera on for our part later. And be comfortable. So place a blanket or a pillow beneath the head and neck, but not beneath the shoulders. And adjust your head so that the chin is lower than, or at least level with the forehead. So adjust. When our chin is up, our mind is busy. Adjust so that the chin is lower. Bend the knees, and you can press into the, if you're lying on your back, press into your feet and lift the buttocks off the floor and actually use the hands to move the flesh of the buttocks toward the heels. Make space through the low back and then release the buttocks to the floor. Extend one leg out and then the other, and then just let the baby toes drop to the floor. The rest of the toes follow. Relax the legs and just let them go. For a moment, bend your elbows to 90 degrees, press the elbows into the floor, so fingertips point toward the ceiling, and as you press into the elbows, lift and open the heart center. So bring the shoulder blades into the back, any amount, so really heart center open, shoulders are released down. And then release the arms to the floor. They're in a low V, palms up position. So the arms are straight, just about a 30 degrees away from the body, 30 degree angle. And then softly close the eyes. Now through this, if you're doing a seated meditation, just sit in an upright posture and close the eyes. Let the whole body release to the earth. Just let go. Notice any places where you're holding. Are there places of tension in the body? Sometimes it's the jaw, shoulders, low back, the forehead, the throat. Notice where it is for you. Where are you holding tension? And breathe into that spot and let it go. Find the next place of tension. Just notice it. Don't push it away. Just send it love. It's a place where we're holding energy, holding probably disempowering stories, just holding. And breathe into that spot and let it go. Relax the jaw. Let the tongue rest gently in the bottom of the mouth. The lips are slightly parted, just barely touching. And the teeth are slightly parted, just no clenching of the jaw. Let it go. Feel spaciousness in the cavity of the mouth. Notice how the abdomen lets go. When we let our mouth be spacious, there's a release in the abdomen. And when we let the abdomen go, the mouth feels more spacious. Our whole body is connected. If you don't feel it, that's okay. Just be. Let the eyes sink back toward the back brain. Imagine the ears receding toward the back brain as well, as though ears and eyes meet at a point of the back brain, drawing the senses inward. In the yoga tradition, it's called pratyahara, withdrawal of the senses. Go inward. And now watch the breath. Let your mind focus on the movements of the breath. And if thoughts arise, as thoughts will, gently without judgment, let them go. It's not important right now. Just let them fade away due to lack of attention to them. Focus here and now with this movement of this breath. Take this time for yourself. Every time you exhale, release and let go. Letting go of tension, letting go of thoughts, letting go of all that came before, all that will come after, letting go of the breath, each exhalation, letting go. And then know that soon you'll be coming out of Shavasana or your seated meditation. It begins just with a thought that soon you will move. Letting go of the need to act on any thought that arises. It's just a thought, nothing, you don't have to do anything with it. Soon I will move. Stay here. Soon I will move. Just stay. Soon I will move. Allow the breath to deepen. Place the hands on the torso. Feel the breath. And then bend the knees. Roll slowly to the right side and support your head with your upper arm. Be in this in-between place without needing to be still in Shavasana or in the next moment. Just be here and wait. Without a quality of waiting, just be on your side, breathing. When you open your eyes, let the gaze be soft. Unfocused, just a few inches ahead of you on the floor or carpet. And then keeping the head and neck heavy, but the chest light. Use your hands. Slowly press yourself up to sitting. Return to our virtual circle. And now camera on so that we can be here, present, together. Attention one pointed. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome, Yvonne. Welcome, Teresa. I can see you now. Others returning too. Welcome, Marnie. Welcome, Heidi. Oh, you're coming across right in rows here on my screen. Mary Kay, welcome. Welcome, everybody. So let's, hi, Andrea. Welcome. So let's begin with a couple of ahas. All year long, we get to build this practice, like Carly, and deepen it and find more and more of its gifts. Sometimes in our world, there's 99 things we don't like, whatever it is. You know, I spilled our coffee this morning. But there's one thing that we love, one thing that was amazing, one thing that made our hearts sing. What we focus on expands. So we practice it here. Whatever you didn't like, oh, well. Well, there was something that you loved, maybe 99 things you loved. And then sharing that is really powerful because we notice it more, and what we focus on expands and grows, and what we say becomes real to us. And then others might not have experienced that or known of that quality in Shavasana. So we collectively grow this practice immensely as we notice what just happened. And those who are at the consolidation call, we know when we consolidate, so much more happens. So let's hear from one or two of you. What did you love in this practice of Shavasana today? Carly, thank you.
I felt like my battery was recharging.
You know, I first discovered Shavasana in a dance, like really discovered it in a dance class in the 90s. And I've been practicing and teaching yoga for many, many years. And what happened was our dance teacher, I was taking modern dance and jazz dance and hip hop. I took all these different kinds of dance. And I stayed with the class because she was taking yoga and she started every class in Shavasana. And I would sometimes, you know, want to miss. I'm like, whatever is happening with the dancing, I want to do this thing called Shavasana. Like something is changing in me. What is this amazing thing? And a big part of it, I know, is that, oh, I get this one oasis. And then it was, you know, once or twice a week with this one teacher, followed her for several years, you know, because I get to recharge my batteries here. Like what an opportunity for you each time we meet. I get to recharge my batteries. How fantastic is that? Thank you. Let's hear one more. What did you love in the practice today? Heidi, and then Mary Kay, and then Yvonne.
I love the whole thing. The permission to rest felt really good. And I loved learning about the connection between the space in the mouth and the abdomen. That, I don't know, why that just, it just felt really good to hear that. I don't know why. I just thought the beauty of the human body and how everything is interconnected. And I, maybe that's what it was, yet another reminder of our splendor.
Thank you for that. I love it. I remember when I first learned and felt that, I'm like, oh my goodness, you know, the wonder of our and this human body. I can feel that. Whether you felt it or not, doesn't matter, right? It's all perfect. It's like, wow. And to know our, like, we can say words like, hey, I know that on this planet, we're all connected. I actually feel it in my own body. And it changes what I understand, not just intellectually, of connectedness on this planet, this one simple thing. And yes, permission to rest. Oh my goodness. Because as entrepreneurs, often it's like 24/7, we're going to do this. Like, pause and be, and then decide and act from there. Beautiful. Thank you. Beautiful, Heidi. Yeah. Mary Kay, are you still in a place where you can speak? And don't forget to unmute. Yeah, thank you. Can you hear this?
Okay, so when you said to breathe into this spot that was tense or whatever, and that wasn't working for me, and it didn't really want me to breathe there. So I just switched to the other side, and it was just like such a great relief. And I thought, it's so appropriate for our theme of letting go.
Oh, yes, it is. Right. That's the instruction, and I better do it. Otherwise, I'm wrong. Otherwise, it's bad. Otherwise, oh, well, this works better for me right now. And that also is a yogic teaching. Sometimes we focus energy, you know, there's different things for different times, but there's a different teaching. Like, let's say I've got, you know, this shoulder on me doesn't work. You know, I injured it swimming many years ago. It doesn't work as well as this shoulder. I can spend all my energy thinking about this shoulder. And, or like one of my yoga teachers taught me many years ago, I was like, hey, pay attention to this one. This one's working really well. What's it doing? Have this shoulder teach this shoulder. And that might sound a little woo-woo to some of you are going, yeah. So we're going, that sounds a little woo-woo, or, you know, for you guys, it's like, oh yeah, okay, that works. And all of a sudden, it's like, it's not a conscious thing necessarily, or I can't tell you 1, 2, 3, it works like this. I just know when I go, oh, right. And something in this shoulder will release when I'm paying attention to how this one works. I'd breathe into the spot that's tense, or I could just breathe into that spot where maybe my abdomen is completely released now, and I could breathe there and feel from there. So not just one teaching, not getting stuck in one way. I only have to do it in that way. Love that. Perfect for letting go. Thank you, Mary Kay, as you said. Yvonne.
I'm just grateful for the pause and allowing myself to pause.
Yeah, yeah. And echoing with what Heidi said, permission to rest. Let me just, I don't think I've ever asked this before, but how many of you deeply paused already earlier today? And you don't have, like, just wondering, you know, deeply paused earlier today. Cool. For how many of you was this really the first pause today? Yeah. So how many of you would not raise that? So, you know, it's like part half and half, right? And Yvonne, like, I don't know. I've been working so hard. I can't tell. You know,
well, I start my day with meditation, but that's before I start my day. Once I started my day, it's my first pause.
So we're like half and half. You know, some had already taken a deep pause. Some had not. Whether you had already, great, let this reinforce it. If you hadn't yet, just notice that without judgment, just notice like, oh my goodness. And then we get to, like, I know what arises in me is gratitude. Even more than that, gratitude is something like, thank goodness this isn't happening anymore, that bad thing that was happening. Appreciation is, it feels like even like a higher note, you know, instead of, I'm so grateful that I stopped beating my head against the wall, you know, instead, I just appreciate this moment. So it has the possibility in it, like grateful. Those were, you know, Yvonne's words, right? Grateful for the pause. Oh, I get to rest here for a moment. Thank you. Love it. All right. Anything else bursting to be said without which we can't go forward? Something bubbling up inside you? All right. So just a couple of quick announcements. And the first one, to me, is my most favorite announcement. And I mentioned it last week and then mentioned it on the orientation call. Those who are new, you'll get a chance to access that call. So got to welcome Teresa there. But I just want to welcome Rita, who's, you know, hi, Rita, in the recording. Hi, right? And Teresa and Heidi, our new members of the Love Your Words, Love Your Life community. Will you join me? We got Teresa here and Heidi here today in just celebrating them. We can't celebrate and welcome people enough. Do you know? Like there's no way to do that too much in my books. So will you join me? You can unmute for a moment and a huge welcome, round of applause, cheering, whooping, whatever goes for you. 1, 2, 3, go. Heidi, woo-hoo! Teresa, Rita, too. Welcome. Woo-hoo! So glad you're here. Thank you. And we heard from Heidi last week. It was so profound. What a gift to us all. If you missed that Story Freedom Consolidation call, don't miss what Heidi had to say, because it was so beautiful. We all want to understand what that leaping energy is. Leaping, by the way, has letting go in it, doesn't it? This is the letting go series. We're going to let go of the way we're doing things, let go of preconceived ideas, let go of what we thought we were going to be doing it. It was something else right now, you know, for instance, right? All kinds of letting go. And in order to leap into something new. And so for all of us in all parts of our lives, how that leaping happens in us is so wonderful to tap into that. So Heidi shared her story last time. And Teresa, although I asked you this on Tuesday in the orientation call, not everyone here will be listening to the orientation call. And also your answer might be different today than it was on Tuesday. So, and Teresa, we're welcoming back. It's Teresa's coming back for her second year. And so Teresa, I would love it if you would share with us, as Heidi did last week, what made you leap? How did you find that inside you to place your stake in the ground? Like, what is that energy in you that made you decide to say yes to yourself in this way?
I had said yes to myself previously because I needed to work on my inside story. How I defined myself really influences how I present myself outwardly in a business sense, in any sense. So I spent that year focusing on sorting that out. And I thought, okay, I've got that fixed. Now let's go back to work and do the business part. So that's what this year I intend to focus on, that. Because the first time, all those questions about how are you going to do your business is like, wait a minute, I'm still working on my head. I'm trying to get the knee fixed. And so I was like, wait, I can't do two things at once. So I did one, and now I'm planning to move forward with my next step there.
I love it, Teresa. Such clarity, such knowingness. And I still remember why it feels like 100 years ago, different version of Teresa, what you were saying. We had a strategy session, and what you were saying about the stories that you were hearing then, you know, about how you were looking at how your life was going. And it's like, well, how about a change, right? How about a change? Yeah. How about a turn? And such a, like, you don't look like the same person. She was beautiful too, but you don't look like the same person. You don't sound the same. The clarity, the knowingness, that was very few words. It reminds me, actually, such clarity in what Heidi was saying last week, and very different stories, but the clarity is the same. Could you hear it? Just like, I came for this, got that, now I'm here. And this is what I'm after. This is what I'm doing. So clear. I love that. Thank you, Teresa. Beautiful. All right. So, I want to do this. This is what's coming up in me, because I'm trusting what's coming up. Somebody who just has something that arose in them from what, Teresa, you okay if I do that? Something about Teresa's clarity, her knowingness, her connection between the inner story and the outer story, and doing things in the right order at the right time to the right end, and that knowingness. Like, I don't know what it was for you. I'd love to hear just from one of you, just like a sentence or two. Something, Teresa, we can do this? Is that okay? Something that arose in you. You're okay with, from what you heard from Teresa. Is that okay? Teresa, just a like, yes. Yeah, okay. I'm seeing a yes. Something that arose in you when you heard that clarity in Teresa, or you heard that knowingness, or I'd just love to hear, because I want you to know always, not does this apply? Oh, that's Teresa's time. Okay, that's when I'll zone out. I mean, I didn't see that happening with any of you. You're all here, right? But we do that in other times. And not does this apply? How does this apply to me? There's a gift for me there when I'm listening. What did you hear for you? Wendy, thank you. I knew there was something in the room needing to be said.
I can so relate. When I first came to Story Freedom and took my first leap, I had no idea that it was the inner story that needed such a journey first. And I can so relate to like what I even see it in myself. I see a whole different woman who is now ready and has been prepared to change the story in a business, but the story inside had to be changed before the other story could change.
Yeah. And again, you don't even look like the same person, right? Like, Teresa, you haven't seen Wendy probably in a while, right? Who are you and who is this Wendy? And seeing each other is so cool. Yeah. So beautiful. And Carly, thank you, Wendy. And Carly, go ahead. What did you hear for you?
Oh, I have to second or third that, I should say. because, yeah, I don't think that I really had realized before beginning to work with you how intertwined my personal life was into my business. And through the process to begin to kind of narrow down and see that all those personal stories are affecting all of my actions in my business. Yeah.
Yeah. And like the one that you shared at Story Freedom, I mean, that's the one that people got to hear if they were there. It was a big story that was such a breakthrough for you about that, you know, bro, that broken house. That's me. That's how I see me. And what if I could shift that? What if I could look at that differently? And that I know, Carly, it's kind of like, it's so funny because it's so, when you shared that, thank you at Story Freedom, it's so profound and it's so beautiful. And I know that Carly, you know, this is one of many, the tip of the iceberg of the stories that have shifted and changed and that have propelled that huge transformation in your not only your personal life, but in your company, right? So thank you. I just knew there were things that needed to be said. Teresa, you sparked this. We didn't do that last week. Heidi, don't let that go to your editor. it's not at all. I don't super detect that at all. Teresa, beautiful. So, and again, that's why I love doing this in community. Because it's like this, like somebody grows and then we grow and then we learn this thing and it's like 1 + 1 = 10,000, right? So thank you so much. All right. Anything else burning to be shared without which we can't go forward? Wendy was just like waiting, right? And see if that energy stays in the room. Then there's something being pulled over here. It's like, I really want to say this. And there's always plenty of time. We always make sure there's plenty of time. We'll get to where we want to go today. And here it is, right? When we get this leaping energy, this is huge. Wendy, go ahead.
So I just want to celebrate a win. A couple of weeks ago, I had a phone call from someone asking me to speak at a girls' camp. And then like a week later, I know.
You're like, celebrate that part. Don't even go to the end yet. Like one piece at a time. Oh, because did you hear the pieces of that? Somebody came to me and asked me, cool, right? Okay, keep going.
Yeah. And then a week later, she called and said, I'm actually being released from my position. I'm not planning this anymore. So I would have loved to have you there, but it wasn't my job to invite you.
Oh,
and I didn't know that.
Right.
And so I had to kind of let go. Right. And I had to just let that go and be like, well, if it's supposed to show back up in my life, it will. And if it's not, then I need to trust that too.
Can you hear the ease in that? Oh my goodness. Can you hear this? Like that came wonderful. Oh, that released that. Wonderful. What a way to live and no leaking energy in this. Can you hear how aligned this is? Wendy, fantastic. And then there's another and, go ahead.
So I was late to our call today because I was on the phone with a new person who's planning girls camp and just got invited to speak to 150 people.
Wendy, freaking awesome. Oh my goodness.
And they're paying
Congratulations.
Me.
Oh, Wendy. Who are you and what have you done with the previous version of Wendy, right? And we loved her too. Playing and like and on a bigger stage and the letting go could not be a better illustration of why we have this series called Letting Go. What a great story to begin with, right? You know, and you know, Teresa, you sparked this whole series of thank you, right? This whole series, right? Because I might not have made a space at this time, right? So letting go of the agenda for me, because I'm like, no, I'm feeling there's an energy in the room. There's something we got to hear. And then letting go. If Wendy had not let go at that middle stage, for instance, like what of opportunity would have been lost? Wendy could have got stuck there. She didn't. No way. Not at all. We saw it in her energy, complete alignment. Wow, I have this. It just came my way. Wow, I let it go. It goes out to the universe, you know? Must have been a reason that went away. It's all good. More is coming, right? And then the coming in even the bigger form. Like huge. Oh, and they're paying me. And if she'd got stuck at that middle stack, what do you mean? This happens to us so much, right? What do you mean? That's not fair. It's not right. And all the energy is off. And then we try to move from there. And then we go, oh, the next one. And we think it's going to be downhill. You know, we start it well, but then it ends bad. And we, you know, create that unconscious tragedy. Nothing like that going on with you, Wendy. The opportunity that comes, letting go, couldn't be a better illustration of the why for the Letting Go series in that win. So excited for you, my friend. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Brilliant and beautiful. All right. And the letting go that even had you come to this place. I remember when you first came to Story Freedom and the huge letting go, that was Story Freedom Live, that you needed to do to find it in yourself to go to that Story Freedom Live. I mean, that was tremendous. And that's not even remotely who you are now. It's like, all right, speaking to, thank you. Beautiful. Awesome. All right. Anything else wanting to be said without which we cannot go forward? Good for now? I'm not feeling anything else bubbling up. All right. Welcome to the Letting Go series. You already know why we're doing it, right? I can't make this stuff up. Well, you can, but it's better when you just listen in and see what's there. Oh my goodness. Okay. I was still right in the middle of the announcements. Let me just quickly tell you these last couple of announcements. Our Letting Go calls is today and then next Thursday, June 10th, and then next Thursday, June 17th. Remember to have the new calendar and get all those big rocks into your calendar right away. All right. So we try to keep the dates constant. There were a couple shifts and changes, not too many from the previous calendar. And we've added out the whole year. It took so much to get those dates on. So make sure you have them. And also we have 2 full day retreats. Make sure to mark off the full day. We tell you 10 to 4, but man, mark off the whole day, 10 to 4 mountain time. But please mark out the whole day. You're going to want to consolidate. Maybe you're going to want to connect with each other afterwards. You're going to want to go for a walk. You're going to want to journal, take notes, mark off the whole day. And thank you, Yvonne, for adding that to the notes. Sales is a story, marketing is a story. They're both on that calendar. But we just wanted to remind you because they're coming up soon. So make sure you have them on your calendar. And one that is not on your calendar, but you guys get, you know, advanced sneak preview. You are the first to know this other than a couple of team members yesterday, right? So we have new dates for our next Story Freedom, which is in November 2021. If you're hearing me, if you're listening to my voice, that means you have a bonus ticket to Story Freedom. And so save the date is November 16th to the 18th, 2021. This year. All right. So November 16th to the 18th. So make sure you mark that off. I know you know what a deep dive that is, how much moves there. And if you've just been to Story Freedom, oh my goodness, I remember, Wendy, you said it at the consolidation call. It was your third time around and best ever. And all the letting go you needed to do in order to have that. And that also as part of what's behind you, propelling this amazing win that you just shared with us, right? So you're going to hear it so much differently, whether this is your first time there or your second time there or your fifth time there. I can't even remember how many times we've run it. And there's a couple people, some people in this room who've been to it more than 3 times and every single time more openings, right? So make sure you get those new dates on your calendar. They're not on the other calendar. Carly, go ahead.
Any chance it will be in Banff again?
Not this one, no. This one, and thank you for asking. This one is virtual. And I don't know what's going to happen with, we probably will run live events again at some time. This one, and yes, Banff, the Canadian Rockies, it's beautiful. We will probably go back there sometime, but this one is virtual. And I got to say, this last Story Freedom, That was my favorite ever. I had to check and see because I'm not going to say things I don't mean. And it was virtual. I freaking loved it. Who was in the room? Everything that we did, and we've had amazing Story Freedoms before. And to me, we got there the deepest, best ever. And then this one's going to build on that energy. So I'm so excited for you guys. Can't wait to see you there. All right. Let me see. There's one question on deck from Wendy. Remember, you can post your questions in our Facebook group, right? So I see one question on deck. If I miss your question, please let me know and just circle back around. There's lots of ways to get your questions answered here. Post in the Facebook group, tag and text me if it's something urgent. Otherwise, we'll answer it on the next call. You can be in connection calls with each other. You can get feedback from people right in the Facebook group. There are team members who are there who also help you out along your journey. If you're Diamond or Diamond Elite, there's small group and private sessions. There's so many ways to get your questions answered, all right, on the campus. And Wendy has posted this for this week's call. And it's the perfect question for today. So Wendy, we're just going to get started with this, but I want to say, man, just be here for the whole call. And that's my real answer to this. But how perfect is this? Just like your win is perfect for this, your question is perfect for this too. Wendy says, as I prepare to share my story with the world, and you wrote this before that happened, right? You're sharing your story, right? as I prepare to share my story with the world. And now there's a bigger sharing, a story that includes a perspective, perception of a difficult relationship with my mom. How do I share that story in a way that honors and respects my mother and allows me to share my authentic experience, to speak the truths of my previous self? Quite frankly, my story also includes other family members whom I want to honor and respect as I share my story in a very real, authentic way. What can I do to share my perceived dark places of my story while honoring the characters who showed me the darkness? Hoping this makes sense. It makes tons of sense. Great question. And talk about a great question for the Letting Go series, right? I want to tell you that, you know, in my former life, you know, in teaching university, the very last paper that I gave at a conference was on ethics in autobiography, because I care. Autobiography is one of my fields. And it's like, how do we ethically tell our story when other people's stories are involved, right? So it's a question that's near and dear to my heart. It's something that we can get started on in a couple minutes, but do you get that, you know, I mean, I've given whole papers on this and I've done tons of research on it and much that we could share here. But this whole call will help you with this. I want you to listen to everything we're saying, first what we're saying, and then you can listen to this whole call again and think of it with this question in mind, and you'll get tons of answers for this. Because it's like, well, what if I let go of the way that I need to tell my story? What if I let go of needing them to be the bad guy, maybe, for instance? Like if they showed me the darkness, but I don't need to turn them into villains, for instance, and then I don't have to worry about it. And maybe they even did awful things, but maybe I can let go of some parts of the story and only use those parts of the story that are going to serve my audience, keeping the audience in mind. Maybe I can let go of the pieces that aren't needed in order, again, to move that audience or move the story forward. Maybe I can let go of some of the details. Maybe sometimes I can even let go of their names, right? Sometimes I can tell of an experience and say, hey, I'm going to tell you this story. I've changed some names to, you know, person, right? Autobiographies do that all the time, right? There's something that happened once with a family member that deeply touched me. It could be my mother, it could be my sister, it could be somebody else, right? And here's what I want to tell you about that. This person lied to me, or whatever it was, right? This person, and then whatever the point of the story is. So there's all kinds of ways beyond taking a couple of minutes here to answer this question, but I just want to get you started with this, thinking about it, not like, because sometimes we start out thinking, well, it's either or. It's either I tell my authentic story and I hurt them. Sometimes we get like, or I don't honor my own story, but then they kind of win. And it's like, oh, there's something that's not being let go of there. And there's some hardness there. And it doesn't have to be that way at all. Letting go at the heart of that. Giving you a place to start at least, Wendy? Great. And then as always, that might take you forward in a certain way. And then post a follow-up question about that and go into the Facebook forum and Facebook group and ask others and get on a connection call and take it deeper and so on, right? So it doesn't have to be a once and done. Good? All right. Jot down your biggest aha so far. What's moving for you already? We haven't started the quite formal part, but we've been talking about the material the whole way in. I love it when we come in the back door, we hear it more deeply. Jot down your biggest aha. Okay, thank you. So I don't always have, I'll just let you finish that up that last sentence. You can come back to that at a later time. It's a great thing to do, right? Just get a seed of a sentence so you know, oh, that's what it was for me. Already many moving parts here. I don't always have a title for our calls. We're at the beginning of the Letting Go series, and but I have a title for today. It's called Raga and Letting Go. I'll tell you what Raga is in a minute, R-A-G-A. Raga and Letting Go. When I unclench my fist, new possibilities arise and my business soars. We already saw it in Wendy's win. She didn't even have a fist clenched, but she could have. Wow, you know, she could have been shaking it, right? You're wrong, and you shouldn't have done that. And hey, you better make sure you don't. Like there was, you know, oh, I gotta hang on, like a clenched fist, like hang on to that because oh no, I can't let that go because now what? New possibilities arise in my business stores. We just saw it in Wendy's story. Perfect illustration of this title. And I add unclenched fists because I think of that story of, I don't know if this probably really happens somewhere, but you've heard that story about the monkey, you know, there's a jar and there's a banana and the monkey goes, look, there's a banana. And then they hang on and then they're stuck there forever because they can't get their fist out of the jar and they stay stuck. And all they would have to do to get away, it's like, unclench the fist. Hey, there's lots of bananas. Let it go. And they could be released, but they're there holding it forever, right? So raga and letting go. And I unclench my fist, new possibilities arise and my business soars. And I said at the beginning, but I just want to underline again, this call is so important for our businesses. And in these times, think of how much we've needed to let go of in the last year. We hang on and again, Yvonne's story is so illustrative of this. And Yvonne, thank you for letting me share it. It's so helpful to me over and over again, to all of us. In April, it's like, I do live events. There aren't any, therefore my business is shutting down right now. Makes sense. All kinds of people would say yes. Letting go deeply of the way things had been done to have the best year ever, right? So important for these times. It's what allows us to do what needs to be done, to have way more fun and move our companies forward. And unless and until we do this, we can't be aligned. Think of Wendy, if her story hadn't been like that, what all the other ways her story could have gone, right? Or Carly letting go of that broken house story, right? To create a new story for her life and then her company. And Carly, can I mention something that you've shared here before in this community? This was a letting go of a person. Can I share that just briefly? Right. So letting go of an old story and then letting go because there was a partner that you were working with for a while. And it's like, it was huge for your company. This is how it's been going, working with this person, but it's not the right person. And letting them go was a huge leaping off point for all the amazing things that you've been doing in your company, right? So it's what lets us... we can't be aligned because we stay scared. Like Carly's like, oh, we've always worked together with or Wendy, I need that talk because, right? We stay in the scared lane without letting go. And then we can't let all these beautiful new things that are wanting to come in because we're holding on to those old forms, old people, old ideas, old ways of doing things, right? Definition of insanity, keep doing things the same way and expect different results. So letting go is the key to focus. I let go of all those other things. I'm going to focus here. This is a key to love. I mean, at the heart of it, it needs letting go. Love is at the heart of our businesses. That person did that thing and I'm going to hang on to it for all my life. And it's just hurting me that I'm hanging on, you know, and I'm not saying they didn't do stuff, right? But I start to get sick because I can't let go. And then I can't do my business, right? I can't do what I'm supposed to do. Key to business growth. Again, Wendy's story, Yvonne's story, so many other stories in this room, right? Carly's story, just the ones we're pointing to at the moment today, right? It's key to having energy in these times, right? Go forward and fun and positive energy. And those first, I think of a year ago, you know, oh, I run a restaurant and now it's been shut down. Okay, I'll do takeout. Somebody had to have that idea first, you know, all those restaurants, right? I'll let go of that way of doing it and do it this way instead. All right. So let me just think. I've got a couple different ways in and I'm just deciding which piece I want to share with you because we kind of got in the back door. So which ones are most helpful here? And it's connected with teaching too. And which ones do I want to let go of? Because like we came in a different door, but we already got that. So I'm just taking a look at my notes and which piece do we want to talk about? Yeah, I think I'm going to do this piece because I'm like, do we need this piece? Well, it's not need, like got to hang on to it. But this is fun. And I think it helps us remember and then we enact it, right? Because it's like, even though we know this, I already know this, but do we actually do it? How do we do like Wendy did? So let me just grab something over here, find the right one. There we go. got the right one here. Because sometimes, you know, I turn to one of the most profound books on the planet, at least I certainly thought so when I was a kid, Dr. Seuss. I think there's still profound wisdom here, all right? So this one is the Zax. If you've heard the Zax before, raise your hand. Some of you have. Okay, cool, about half. Okay, the Zax. One day, making tracks in the prairie of Prax, came a north-going Zax and a south-going Zax. And it happened that both of them came to a place where they bumped. There they stood, foot to foot, face to face. "Look here now," the north-going Zax said. "I say, you are blocking my path. You are right in my way. I'm a north-going Zax, and I always go north. Get out of my way now, and let me go forth." "Who's in whose way?" snapped the south-going Zax. "I always go south, making south-going tracks. So you're in my way, and I ask you to move, and let me go south in my south-going groove." Then the north-going Zax puffed his chest up with pride. "I never," he said, "take a step to one side, and I'll prove to you that I won't change my ways if I have to keep standing here 59 days. "And I'll prove to you," yelled the south-going Zax, "that I can stand here in the prairie of Prax for 59 years, for I live by a rule that I learned as a boy back in south-going school. Never budge, that's my rule, never budge in the least, not an inch to the west, not an inch to the east. I'll stand here not budging, I can and I will, if it makes you and me and the whole world stand still." Well, of course, the world didn't stand still. The world grew. In a couple of years, the new highway came through, and they built it right over those two stubborn Zaks and left them there, standing, unbudged in their tracks. All right. I've loved that since I was a kid. Always loved the opportunity to share that with you. Especially because we've already been doing a deep dive about letting go. What do you hear in that story? There are no wrong answers here. There are no wrong comments, and it's very quirkily you, which is beautiful, right? So what would you like to share about what you heard in that story about the Zax? Carly.
My editor was coming up about this, so I thought maybe I should say it. I could hardly hear the story because my ex-husband's name is Zach.
Ah, how perfect is that? It's another level of letting go. Mm-hmm. There's something that echoes with something that came before, and in this moment, it's another new story to be able to let go of for you, Carly, right?
Yeah.
Because like when I hear that name, something in me freezes and I can't hear. And so then I can't receive. And so, but you're, the beautiful thing is you're in that place of knowing right now. You've noticed it. And I love what you said. It's like my editor's coming up. So I'll say it, our editor, that voice has old stories inside. They say, no, I can't speak. That's usually something really important. I would say this one's right up there with that broken house. I hear that name, I can't hear. So what gifts might I be missing? Can I make my peace with a name? And know that that was past. And yes, I get it. There's echo and things still that go on, and you have children, you know, of course, right? But that thing is over there with that broken house, you know? And the key thing is noticing. Because he easily could have been, well, you know, that probably doesn't matter anyway. Well, it's not really happening in me. And then we bolster up against it and we don't let it in. Carly, thank you. This is so important. Great place for you to be journaling. Go for a walk. Otherwise, that name holds power over me. And it starts with the awareness. Thank you. I love it. Yeah. I just knew I had to read that story. It was for all of you, but it was deeply for you, Garly. All right. Others. And again, there'll be as many different experiences of what you heard in that story as people in this room. Perfect illustration. Right. What did you hear about those two stubborn Zacks? Yeah, Yvonne, and then Marnie, and then Heidi.
It reminds me of April last year, where I could have been one of the stubborn Zacks.
Mm-hmm.
And life would have continued anyways, with me or without me.
I've got chills. Yeah. I decided to read the story for many reasons. I just trusted my intuition, even though I know we already have it, but what's the next level of really getting this? Because, and thank you for sharing that story at Story Freedom, Yvonne. That's exactly it, isn't it? Well, I do events. I do live events. My family needs me. Well, I'm just going to sit here. And it didn't feel like that at the time. Not at all. It was logical. It made sense. Why wouldn't you? It sneaks in, but in hindsight, easier to see. And yes, the world would have carried on without you. They're standing there. The city just gets built over them. Like, we're doing something so strong. Stand for it. And I'm not saying don't stand for things that you care about. That's not what this is about. But where are those places of hardness inside me? Where are those places that it's got to be this way? Can I suss them out? There's no breath there, no letting go. And the gifts that come when we do let go. Thank you, Yvonne. Beautiful. Marnie.
Two things came up. One is that concept of the mirror, of looking in the mirror and seeing myself. And that, you know, when you consider neuro-linguistic programming and that we reflect back what we see, if all we ever let ourselves see in the mirror is that person who's angry and stuck and committed to living a certain way, then there's no way to step outside of that. So that was going on in my mind. But what was predominantly going on was the political sphere right now and people digging into sides. And so specifically in Canada, the American people on the call might not know this, but we just had a discovery of a mass grave of 215 children that were abandoned and never recorded that died in a residential school. And so most people are horrified, but a number of people, including top politicians, are seeking to explain it away. And so I was thinking of that as you were reading that, because I thought I can just do so vividly this two sides of the story standing there and no reparation, no justice, no growth, no nothing, if people are just nose to nose and no listen.
Letting go of the past, letting go of these ways that it's been like this, letting go of needing to look good and as though I look good by imagining that this didn't happen. And so I have to stand there rigidly. And Marnie, what a profound example. And this was discovered just outside Kamloops, where I used to live and teach, the university I used to teach at. So I was just reading that article, you know, the day before yesterday, and then others related to it. So yes, in the US, you might not have heard, but it's right where I lived for many years. And so we can see that in our world too, digging. I mean, all I have to say is vaccine, no vaccine, you know, mask, anti-mask, or whatever, you know, no mask. Like, just, you know, a couple words from our world out there and the digging the heels in, and what would it be to not, I'm not saying let go of what we think of as important or let go of principles or let go of ethics. It's something very different than that. Right? Because we saw, for instance, with Wendy's story, and we were talking about ethics in autobiography, right? That how do we hold that person's story? Well, we hold ours. It's about a win-win, not about a digging in with trenches where we only can see what's old and we can't let the new move in for the highest good of all, right? So, wow.
And, you know, I used to teach some fairly controversial topics because I taught race relations, for example, to police officers. And one of the things that I used to say is you don't have to agree with it, but you do have to understand the other person's perspective. Mm. That there's no conversation until you can at least understand why they're standing where they're standing.
Mm. Letting go of that solid stance. And this is so we're talking about politics. We're talking about race relations with Marnie's comments. We're talking about different things. I'm like, well, but what about my business, Michelle? You know, and I know that you're all hearing it, but let me just say, you know, if I stand like this, and then let's say I'm in a strategy session with somebody where somebody could leap in with the work, or I'm networking and somebody says something controversial, well, I hate all X, right? And then we come up, you know, like this, and like nothing moves. No, there's no conversation, like Marnie said. And our companies, our business, our work is built on connection and relationship and conversation and being with another. So foundational, so foundational for everything that we do. Right. So this is why it's such a core piece for the inner story work. The Letting Go series is one of we have them spaced out through the year, one of five series that are getting at that inner story. So thank you. Beautiful. Oh, my goodness. And again, you guys are amazing. I read Dr. Seuss and this comes out. You guys are amazing. Can you hear it? Like, this is an amazing community. Fantastic. Heidi.
Well, when Carly said her editor almost stopped her, I mean, that was very true for me too. I totally connected with her in that. As I was listening to the story, I realized in my own mind, I was trying to fix it. Mm. And just move, like, you know, just move one inch to the right. Like, just move one little inch. Is that so terrible? And like, so that was going on in my head. And then I'm like, damn it, why do I have to fix it?
Mm.
Let someone else fix it. Let someone else, why? And then why do I have to be the one to move? You know, am I throwing myself under the bus? Why is it always me who has to move because I meet a jerk who won't move? And so that was all my mind swirling as I'm listening to this. And then as you were speaking and I was thinking, what else am I holding on to even when it's hurting me?
Mm.
Even just because I have been, and is it giving up if I let go?
Oh.
And even if there's no more pleasure and no more payoff and I'm just there and, you know, just like, why not make a change? And yet even in pain, I've hung on to an old way.
Mm.
It's not even like, well, I get it if you're hanging on to a good thing. You know, my business was great or everything was wonderful and oh, now I can't. Oh no. It's like, even when it's been tough and hard.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. So much there. So one thing, two things I want to dig into with what you just said here. Everything that you said just at the beginning of it, Heidi, remind people in a word or two who you work with in your business.
Overwhelmed mothers of autistic children.
Mm-hmm. I actually wrote down your words, and it'd be so interesting for you to listen to your words again, because as you're listening to this story, and now think about your overwhelmed mothers of autistic children.
Yes.
You said, first, I was trying to fix it. Then you said, can't you just move 1 inch? Then you said, why do I have to fix it? Oh, let someone else fix it. Why do I have to be the one? Why is it always me? There's a jerk who won't move.
Yeah. That story was my life. And the autism wouldn't budge.
Yeah. I've got those chills here that I get when a deep truth is spoken. Our stories have roots. Letting go, huge part of what you have done, of what you continue to do, and how you help your people. And meeting that feeling in listening to that story is huge, because there's compassion for those mothers that you're working with. There's that knowing, yeah, it feels like that. And then the piece that you talked about next, why am I holding on when it's hurting me? And we do that, don't we? And the story that comes to mind for me, my then mother-in-law died many years ago. And she had what I would call a painful life. I feel more and more compassion for her as years pass by. And she, one of the things she hung on to dearly was smoking. She's an avid smoker. Yeah, Marie, you know where I'm going with this. And she would, it seems funny that Marie's laughing, but she'll get it in a minute. And she would just like sometimes push people away. And she ended up in the hospital once and for a long, long time, and she nearly died. And so of course, through all this time, and it was actually Dana's dad who was supposed to, who was the only one of the kids there. And they asked, you know, are you going to pull the plug? They thought she was going to die that night, right? It was that bad. He said, and he made a call, and she lived for several more years after that, but she was had to be in, you know, have all kinds of help. She was in the hospital for a couple months. Of course, she couldn't smoke for those couple months. And she rushed to get home. She couldn't wait to get home. It wasn't to see her grandchildren. It wasn't to see her kids. It's so that she could have that first cigarette. What am I holding on to that really doesn't serve me? It might be who I think I am, and I'm holding on, even if it's painful. And the reason that Marie was laughing is like, sometimes we have a piece of, like, we can see it over there in somebody else, but we have a piece of us that's like that too, do you know? So like with you, Heidi, it's seeing who you were and then helping them. And then there's still parts of us that are sometimes like that, or the story wouldn't, and that's why we, you know, you're doing the right work, do you know? That's it's so your work to do. You know that that's the right work for you, right? And then the letting go part, it continues. And Carly, next level of that broken house story, here's like an addendum, addition to that story. Here's another piece, wanting to let go. And then what might be possible if we think of what happened for Wendy, and this is functional for our companies, how she let go from all the amazing practice you've been doing. And Teresa said, I spent the whole year working on that because I know how important that was. Now I'm here for the next level, right? And how intertwined these are. And Wendy lets go. There was no ripple in how she was saying that. It came. It was wonderful. Yes, celebrate that. Oh, by the way, then it went. It's all good. Let it go. And then it came back like tenfold. How crucial it is for our companies and in our lives, like who Wendy gets to be in that, in the joy of it, in the celebration of the service, in the fun of creation, right? The ripple effect, like our lives, our companies so intertwined. And so Marie, and I would, you know, like there's these occasions that come up, you know, we need to let go of our former selves or what we even thought of ourselves, right? To stand here and Marie, you don't have to, but you know what I would like to ask you to do because it's fun. Only if it's in you, you don't have to. I will let go of my agenda if you don't want to, but you know what I'm asking. And you can just tell them whatever you want about it and then go ahead if you want to.
Well, I'm laughing because I first heard Michelle write a portrait of this person she just described as the smoker, but I recognized a big part of that as my inner critic. And so I ended up embodying her as my inner critic, like just really taking on that smoker personality, just not being able to wait to have that cigarette and peeking through the curtains and watching what the neighbors are doing. And so like I used to live in that body. It's like, there are times I can hardly find her. And it's like such big changes over the many years that I've been doing this work. It's incredible.
Did y'all hear that? Because it kind of slipped by in a phrase, but I used to live in that body. Like you look at Maureen, you can't even see that person there other than as having fun, right? It's like inner critic or whatever it is, playful. And we've got to be able to laugh at ourselves too. That's another form of letting go, right? Got to be able to laugh, right? And, so much change can hardly even find her anymore. And yet such pain in embodying that in a previous version of who are you and what have you done with that version of Marie, right? And so being playful about that, letting go, and noticing what's there, letting go, letting go, letting go. So thank you for that, Marie, right? Just, we've seen it rippling through the whole community in different ways, different people here, right? All, why it's this so important, how it's sticky. And again, I think of Carly with a name and having done so much work and shared it from stage about that broken house story. And still here's another level. And so it might not be in the moment, it just hurts. We cry, you know, like it's hard. And then here's an opportunity for a next level. And then what might be possible? Like when Wendy let go in that moment, she might not even have named it as letting go, but she did. And then what's possible on the other side of that, as Carly works with this and others in the room with different pieces, right? As Carly works with this name, as she chooses to, she goes for a walk, she journals about it, she even forgets about it and lets go of it, like different ways, different tools to let go. The next level is on the other side of that, right? The next level. Yeah, Carly, go ahead.
I just wanted to say what really kind of struck me that you said after I shared that was what am I missing when I'm going through that?
Uh-huh. When I'm stuck there holding on, that's why title, Raga and Letting Go. I'll tell you what Raga is in just a second. When I unclench my fist, I'm hanging on to the name and the pain around that name and whatever it is. Carly, you know better than we will, but we can, you know, I'm imagining, right? When I unclench my fist, new possibilities arise and my business soars. And that, for instance, that for you, Carly and Heidi, can I go to, can I play with a piece of what you shared with us? So Heidi, for instance, could, I don't think that you're doing this, but sometimes these two little cells are, sometimes we can do this. It's like, well, because we get afraid, you know, well, that was only my former self. I am nothing like you hurting people over here that I'm going to help, because if I even imagine that any part of me is still there, I won't be able to help you. I think that I'll fall apart. So I, big me, separate over here, am going to help you who are so small, who can't get past this. You know, like, I mean, we don't see that in Heidi, but there might be like little pieces. There could be. We have it in all of us, you know? And so that reminder, oh, okay. There's pieces of that that I still feel. There's pieces of that still in me. How great is that? Because that's compassion. That's connecting with that person. That's not standing on high going, you down there and I'm up here. How important that letting go is to be of service for connection on this planet. So, Carly, thank you. Beautiful, beautiful. You guys like playing full out around this topic. I mean, you can go Google letting go, whatever, you know, what does it actually mean in our companies and in our lives? And I wanted to give you another example, then I'll tell you what Raga is. So, and you know, I mentioned like on stage, you've heard me say this in a different context, right? I was on stage in front of hundreds and the host said, you know, oh, Michelle, will you tell us about X? And X wasn't from my life, it was from somebody else's. I'm like, oh, great. In a millisecond, I need to let go of being the one who's smart, because it's like, I'm going to show her because she got it wrong. She didn't remember me. Letting go of any hurt in the moment that she got that part of my story confused with somebody else. Letting go of needing to tell it in a certain way, because now I couldn't enter in the way I was going to enter in, letting go of it needing to be about me or needing to look big, and being there in service of the audience, letting go of my story for them, all like that. One example from stage. Another one, teaching, right? It's like, wait, I had this agenda. Now I got to look down because we're already here. We came in the back door so much better. These things, that's another things I wanted to read to you. They don't matter. We already got there. So much deeper dive just from hearing Wendy's story. Well, I don't know if I had to hang on to this agenda. We actually won't get it as much, right? So letting go as we teach, like being actually present. Letting go in Shavasana. Here's a thought that comes, oh man, I hate that person, or oh man, that was so great of me, or whatever. We practice it in Shavasana all the time. Let it go, letting go of that thought, letting go, coming back, presence, right? And strategy sessions. So when we're holding space for another soul in a conversation where they might make a leap into our work, it's a great thing to do. High Ticket Virtual Retreat tells you all about how to do that. You all have access to it. It's in Story Freedom Academy. Day long virtual retreat, life-changing. Right? So how we hold space so that people can do a deep dive and leap in with us. And you may have heard this story many times. You may be hearing it for the first time. Hear it anew here. We can let go. We can hang on to, well, I heard that already. It's not for me. No, it's new here now. Listen here. So we were friends first for years, and she's given me permission to share this story, you know, multiple times, my friend Pamela, and she had the opportunity to come into this community. I'd known for years that it would benefit her, but she wasn't ready to know that. So I had to let it go for years. It's like, I know that this would be so helpful for her. This would be so helpful, but let it go, because she can't hear it yet. That's okay. And then she started hearing it, and she came to a strategy session, and in about the first couple of minutes, so like, how do you think I can help you? And there was only, this is working and that's working and that's working, Michelle. I had to let go of, even though I knew she could really use this work. Sounds like things are going great for you, Pamela. I just keep doing what you're doing. And I wasn't trying to sell something. I wasn't trying to make a sale. I didn't have to have her doing something, right? If she thinks everything's okay, great, keep doing that. Letting go in the heart of sales, which is just holding space for somebody so that they can leap. If they choose, letting go of making a sale. I said, great. And it came from a deep aligned part inside me. Sounds like you're doing great. Keep doing what you're doing. And when I let go, it made us, then it's not about my story, it's about her. Then she could go, no, wait. No, don't end the call now. Hang on. There is something going on. Let me tell you. Now we're getting to somewhere real. She came to do the work for 2 years, life-changing. Being in service, you know, very practical places. And again, we watched it with Wendy, such a great example, letting go. So I told you, I'd tell you what raga is. Actually, just before I do, anything wanting to be said without which we can't go forward, because there's a lot moving in this room. You guys, amazing, amazing work. Anything wanting to be said? Letting go of the agenda. It happens on micro levels, right? Wait, I want to tell you about this. No. Just make a space. Yeah, Heidi.
I would just add, for me, it's also about letting go of old groups and joining with this new group for me. It's new for me. Yeah. The old.
Thank you. Yes. Who am I surrounding myself with?
Yes.
And it's comfortable and it's usual, but what do I want for my life? What's possible? To be among the dream enablers. Thank you for saying yes to yourself. Well, you know, this is an amazing community. Every single person in this room, there is like, and let me just say too, like a strategy session, whether people come here through a strategy session or they come here through something like Story Freedom, what some people think of as a sales conversation, for instance, like say it's one-on-one, it's not a sales conversation. It's actually a job interview, really. And I love for you to think of it that way, that you are interviewing this person, you know, and is it, you know, letting go of the sale is like, is that person ready? Is that person the right person? Is that the person that I want to work with? Letting go of the sale. And so for everybody who's here, if you were sitting in this room, you were amazing. The person beside you is amazing. And so thank you for saying yes to yourself in this, Heidi. And yes, letting go of people, sometimes they've been in our lives forever. And we're used to those old forms, but letting the new in, letting new possibility in, letting new growth in, letting new ideas in by letting go of the old. Thank you. So two things that I wanted to say about story, and then so thank you, and then about Clatius. Letting go is at the heart of any story, and stories is what that's what lets us be on that adventure. Carly letting go of that broken house, you know, and who, what she imagined that was, right? Luke Skywalker, I've said this before, if he doesn't let go of, oh yeah, but my uncle needs me on the farm, his story doesn't even get started. And that corresponds with Heidi's story, who is even around me? And I've been listening to their stories, even though he's like always pushing against that story, and yet he's taking it up as his own. So letting go of people, letting go of forms. So Luke Skywalker does it. Our spiritual stories, whatever your spiritual tradition is, Jesus did it, Buddha did it, you know? Letting go, a deep letting go of where they lived and the people around them. And, you know, so like, and we do it in different ways. Harry Potter lets go. When Hagrid comes in, said, Harry, you're a wizard. Let's go of everything that he knew before for something so much bigger that he didn't even know existed. Letting go is right at the heart of the story. If it doesn't happen, there's no adventure. Katniss Everdeen does it in The Hunger Games, right? And Joseph Campbell named it as the starting point of the hero's journey. The hero leaves their ordinary world for something new. So it's right at the heart of story, letting go. Just wanted to notice that. It's like, where's the story in this, Michelle? Oh, it's right at the heart of it. And there's other letting goes that happen. I just wanted to mention the initial letting go. If we don't start there, the adventure doesn't start. Oh, we let go of our women, and it's human. It's a very human experience. We let go of that cozy womb, right? That we offer the human life adventure, right? A continual letting go. So we get why this matters. But I just wanted to give you that word, raga. Because the yogis, you know that my background's in story, my background's also as an Iyengar yoga teacher. And I think the yogis, they're so wise about, you know, this company is called Story Freedom. My company is called Story Freedom. And the yogis were so wise about how to live free. So Patanjali wrote down the Yoga Sutras for us like 2000 years ago. He's like, hey, this is what the yogis are doing. And he codified it for us. He wrote it down in short little sayings, like 197 short little sayings. And it's really about how to live free. Whatever spiritual tradition you come from, one piece of this can help us be free. So as entrepreneurs, like, let's learn from this and apply it over here. And the yogi said something so wise. I think of this sutra more than the others very often. They said there's five things that keep us from being free. They're called the kleshas. They're the fetters, the things that bind us. And you already know this, and we've already been talking about it. I just wanted to put a word on it, all right? I don't care right now about the other kleshas. I'll name them for you, but you don't have to memorize them. It doesn't matter. It's okay. You can let it go. What was that name again? If I don't get it, everything will fall apart. No, I'll let it go, all right? I just want to tell you that they exist. The kleshas, the things that bind us. In Sanskrit, you don't have to know it all. You could go look it up, but you don't have to. It doesn't matter. And I'll tell you the translation in a minute. Avidya asmita raga dvesha abhinivesa. Avidya asmita raga dvesha abhinivesa. Avidya, often translated as spiritual ignorance. I say not knowing how big we are. First thing that binds us. And then all the other things that bind us follow. If we don't know how big we are, think of Wendy, perfect illustration. Oh no, that talk that she promised me went away and now everything is going to fall apart and it would not be her standing in big self. It's like, if she doesn't know how big she is, she's going to hang on to stuff, right? And it's going to cause her to suffer. Avidya, not knowing how big we are. Asmita is, and again, the translations aren't perfect, but good enough for now, ego. You should see this at the university all the time. I'm supposed to know all this stuff, but nobody does. So I better look big and I'll pretend I know that answer even if I don't. If I don't know how big I am, I'm going to have to puff myself up. Wendy didn't do that. She's like, hey, let's talk. You know, it wasn't something defending and pushing. Avidya, not knowing how big I am, followed by asmita, ego. The next one is the one that I told you about, raga, attachment. It's the monkey holding on to the banana. It's the non-letting go. They say every time we're going to suffer. and we hang on to different things. Some people, we can see it writ large in our culture. They hang on to cars and houses and status symbols and whatever, right? If you're here, it's probably not the first thing that you hang on to, but it might be our image of ourselves. It might be who we think we are. It might be that we think of ourselves as more spiritual, or we hang on to our way of eating is better than others, or that we have a mask or no mask or whatever it is, right? I don't know. Or that people should do it only this way and not that way. Suffering. We hang on. Avidya asmita raga. I don't know how big I am. So I puff myself up and I hang on to stuff. Again, cars, status symbols, money. I hang on to, oh no, that person has to work with me because they otherwise their life is going to fall apart or mine will or whatever. We hang on to stuff. It makes us suffer because we're not remembering how big we are. We're not remembering that maybe someone else can help them. We're not remembering that somebody else will come and do the work. Attachment. The next one, devasia, we push stuff away. That's not me. Heidi could do that, for instance. As I was saying, and I didn't see that in Heidi, but Heidi could go, no, that's not me. Don't you know, Michelle, I got over that a long time ago. There's no part of me that's like that. I don't do that. You know, I didn't see Heidi doing that. Instead, it was authenticity. Instead, it was, yes, that hurts. And sometimes it's just really hard. And mothers of autistic children get so overwhelmed. And that's, I know that feeling. And that's why Heidi serves. I know you serve your people so deeply. Because there's not that pulling to, and then we have moments of it. We all do, right? Yogis say we do. We're human. We do, right? We hang on to stuff. Devasia, we push things away. I'm not like those other people, you know? And again, politics and all that stuff going on. We see it out there writ large. You're going to see it, right? I don't know how big I am. So I puff myself up. I hold things to me so I can think I'm this person and big, you know, and I push things away from me, not that. And then the abhinivesa is fear of death clinging to life. The yogis say it's the deepest of the kleshas because of course we want to live. Well, we've seen that writ large out there with COVID-19. All the pushing and pulling that's happening, fear of death clinging to life. You know, somebody walks by me a little too close and they weren't wearing their mask and I'm going to yell at them because I'm afraid I'm going to die. What, you know, like one example among the thousands of those out there, right? I want, that person must get a vaccine. Otherwise my life is in danger. So I hate you. That person must not get the vaccine because I think the vaccines are awful and terrible and my life is going to be affected. So I hate you, right? I'm just giving those examples because they're so easy. It's easy to see, right? And in the political examples and the children and the mass graves of Marnie was talking about, easy to see writ large over there. Fear of death clinging to life. Often the yogis say manifests as fear of change. I cling to this way of doing it because otherwise I'm afraid I'm going to die. Weirdly enough, my then mother-in-law, like I am, that's her identity. I am a smoker. That's who I am. And I believe in smokers' rights. And so I'm going to go and smoke. And I hate it. And I don't like my life that way. But I'm going to hang on to it because that's who I am. And if that's not who I am, I don't know who I am. And it's like I've died. I don't even know who I am anymore. I feel like I've died. So the yogis are so wise. We hang on to, and the only one that I want you to know about, you don't have to memorize this. So there's no test on it afterwards. The only one we're digging into is the third of these five kleshas, raga, hanging on. And then I know you got it. The title of today's call, raga, hanging on and letting go. When I unclench my fist, new possibilities arise and my business soars. So my suggestion, my home play for you, and so great. Teresa says we called it the devil you know and how it prevents patients from changing. Yeah. So, and some of the comments, I don't always see them. All right. So I might have missed yours. Let it go. Oh, she's only saw Teresa's and there was another one and it was spectacular, but I missed it. It's okay. Let it go. It doesn't mean that I don't see you. It doesn't mean, right. So it happens in micro levels too. So thank you for that, Teresa. Beautiful. So, so home play, what am I tolerating? What am I hanging on to that I don't need to hang on to anymore? Maybe it's the busyness. Maybe it's looking important. Maybe it's because I thought I had to do these 10 things. So I can't focus on the one thing that's the most important. Where have I, another piece of home play that I suggest you take up? So what am I tolerating? What am I not letting go of that I could let go of? Carly could start with a name, for instance, right? What do I actually want to let go of? Where have I let go in the past? Because I want you to tap into that. You will already know. Carly can go that broken house. I've done it before. So I can let go of this name because I know I let go of that broken house. I know I did. Heidi might want to let go of like I don't know if this is in her or not, but if it's in you or not, Heidi, but that image of myself is completely always separate from them. And you might not have that at all, but I've got over and through all this because I need to, or else might be that, might be something else, right? Oh, but actually there's still pieces in me that still are experiencing that, and that's okay. Or that I have to have the only perfect solution for them and it has to be this way, or whatever it is, or letting go. It's been a deep journey of letting go. I know that I don't know all of your journey of letting go. Nobody can if they don't have an autistic child. I know that. Letting go that there's another level of letting go. Letting go that I really understand you. Now maybe I don't, and that's okay. What is it that you want to let go of this week? Where have you let go already to remind yourself that you know this and now you can let go of this too? And that to tap into that big self, remember the kleshas, it starts with not knowing who I am. When you remember who you are, example, Carly, wait, I let go of that with broken house. I can do this. Do you see that? How easier the letting go is when we remember when we've let go before. Where are the places you want to let go? Where have you let go already? So that something new can come in. All right. And Shavasana, I strongly encourage you to start your day with Shavasana because we start with letting go. I'm letting go of those thoughts. They're not important right now. I'm letting go of needing to rush into my day. I'm letting go with every breath. I'm letting go that this has to be the perfect practice. My mind was so still and I really got Shavasana. Oh, and now today it's busy. Oh, that's okay. I'm letting go. It is a deep practice of letting go. At the end of every breath, we don't know that the next breath is coming. One day it won't. It's a deep practice of letting go. It kind of is a practice that helps let go of all the kleshas. Avidya, not knowing how big I am, I connect with something larger than me when I just lie and breathe. I don't have to puff myself up. I'm not trying to make something of myself or have people see me. I'm just here breathing. It's a second klesha. I'm not hanging on to stuff. I'm letting go of those thoughts. I'm not pushing anything away. Thought, go away. It's not like that. It's like a false meditation or Shavasana. I'm not pushing it away. I'm just letting it go. Abhinivesa, fear of death, clinging to life, often manifests as a fear of change. I'm changing my routine to start with Shavasana, and that's okay. It helps unplug all those kleshas right from the start of our day. Great practice for this week. All right. Letting go series, one of the five keys to shifting that inner story. Letting go at the heart of story, the adventure doesn't even start until unless we let go. We'll talk about another one of those kleshas next week. We did a deep dive into raga today. We'll do a deep dive into the next klesha, one of those five next week. And I do them one, I take two of them and we do them one at a time. So you can really notice. And one of the things you're going to notice too, this is a kind of the playful side because we got to laugh too, right? Laughter is letting go, right? You will start to notice all kinds of clinging out there in the world. Notice it. That's okay, right? The grocery store clerk and they've got to put these things in this way or, hey, you butted in my place in line. That's not fair. Oh, wait, can I just let them go? Somebody cuts you off in traffic. It's in every moment of our lives. You didn't understand me. You have to understand me. Watch and notice yourself and others. Be playful, but be gentle with yourself and others. And notice. You will see the world in a different way. Be gentle about it. Have fun with it, right? And we're at the top of the hour, which means that we're at the end of our time officially. So if you need to leave now, of course, I let it go. It's like, oh no, we're saying a few more words. You have to stay here. Didn't you know it's important? I'll let it go. Of course, you knew it's important. You just have other places you need to be, of course, right? It's in teaching as well, right? If you need to go now, thank you so much for being here. We'll see you next week. Bye, Carly. Bye, those who are leaving. If you're able to stay for a few more minutes, I would love to hear one aha and one inspired action, because your most important aha, Marnie's might be what Wendy says, Wendy's might be what Heidi says, and so on, right? One aha, because then I train myself to always hear ahas. So something happens and I don't like what somebody said, but there's an aha there because I've trained myself and it's another practice of letting go, right? And one inspired action. If each time we have one aha and one action through the year, tons moves. Just one thing. One aha, one inspired action. Yvonne, you're up in my upper left-hand corner. You're first.
My aha is I am not a Zach.
Ah, I love it. That's owned. That's aligned. I believe that 100%. How beautiful is that? And you showed that to yourself last April, right? Mm-hmm. And everything that's happened transpires since then. Yes. Owned. Beautiful. And what's your inspired action?
I want to journal around what am I tolerating?
Ah, that is a great thing for all of us to do, right? What am I tolerating? Why could let that go, right? Let's even see what it is. Letting go of the fear of even looking at it. Oh, I might be doing, that's okay. I can look at it so I can let it go. I don't need to do that anymore. And I can even decide which things, maybe I still want to hang on to some things. That's okay. It's part of letting go too. Thank you, Yvonne. Beautiful. Heidi, you're next on my screen. One aha, one inspired action.
Only one.
Right, letting go of all those others. It's a continual practice because I can write them all down after the call. That's why I always encourage you to block off 2 hours, right? It's like, Yes. Wow, there's these 20 things, right? But for right now, I'm going to let go of all those and trust the one that comes up here. It's a practice of letting go as well when we say these ahas and inspired actions. Thanks for the notice, Heidi. It's great.
That was great. My aha was in the letting go, the choice of who I choose to surround myself with.
Yes.
That letting go will open that up for me to make that choice.
Mm. Brilliant and beautiful. So important. Absolutely. Thank you for putting your stake in the ground. Like, this is the community. This is that, you know, next level. This is the moon, not this is the moon, not the ceiling. This is, and so many other things, letting go so that the new can come in. How beautiful is that? Thank you. And so your inspired action, one thing, check offable. So I know I'm bringing this out into my world.
Do Savasana.
Thank you. Yes. It is bigger than I have words to say. And I've been working with words for 25 years and more, over 30 years, actually. So yes, so many benefits. One of which is really getting in my body, that deep letting go, starting my day that way, giving myself permission to take care of myself and so much more. Thank you. Yes. Wendy.
I think my aha is like just this realization of how much letting go has happened over the last 2.5 years of my life.
Oh yeah. It's visible. You don't look like the same person. It's written right in our bodies. Thank you. Yes. Thank you for owning that and noticing it, acknowledging it. Yes. And then your inspired action.
My inspired action is a few weeks ago, I tried to schedule a massage and they didn't have any availability. So it's scheduled for 3:00 and I'm going to create space and go early and just pause.
Ah, what a deep, beautiful, another practice of a deep letting go. Fantastic. Thank you. Marnie.
One of the things is what am I tolerating and hanging on to and what is that stopping me from experiencing?
Yes.
The concept of the story we dare not tell. And in that is the concept of there are things that we know we want, but we won't acknowledge even to ourselves.
And I'd like you to say that again, Marnie, but instead of saying we, say I.
Okay.
Try that.
Story I dare not tell. Acknowledging the things that I want, that to even acknowledge them to myself or to certainly state them out loud to other people is to then put into action changes that I might not know where it's going to take me. It really is about letting go. And this can be massive, massive changes, or it can be fairly minor things. But I think we're all walking around with a story we dare not tell. So my action is to figure out, I have a story that I know is operating in the back and I've been bringing it to the light. And so I'm journaling around that. And then like Wendy, I'm going to find a way to go out and celebrate the changes that have occurred.
Brilliant. Thank you, Marnie. And we let go even at the level of pronouns. I asked you to let go of the we, because I think there's an I story that is profound, owning it for yourself, owning it for myself. What is it to do that? So even at the level of a sentence, we can let go. It's like so many places where we get to let go. So have fun this week. Enjoy watching the hanging on, watch yourself hang on, watch yourself let go. Notice where it's happening. What am I tolerating? What is it that I want to let go of? Where have I had success in letting go before? Much to play with this week. Have a fantastic week, everybody. Thank you for playing Full Out. I love and adore you. We'll see you next week. Same time, same place. Bye-bye for now.